So guys, welcome to Life It Up Podcast. This is yet another wonderful episode. We're having an amazing guest on board. My name is Tunzi. I'll be your host. We're having a guest artist by the name Smart Killer. We also have a resident co-host here.
Craig Ford.
Yes. So Smart Killer,
yes.
You actually just launched some new music yesterday. Tell us about it. Actually, start by telling us about yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm Emmanuel.
Yes.
Baruchoy. Artistically known as Smart Killer.
Okay.
And you know, I can say that I'm a Kisi.
Yes.
Before you even go on.
Yes.
Come on, tell us. Why Smart Killer?
Oh, yes. You know, why Smart Killer? You know, because I usually do things in a smart way.
A smart way.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. What are your real names?
I think my real name is Emmanuel Baruchoy.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Kisii.
Yes.
And then I do music, bongo music.
Yes.
But I'm a versatile artist, by the way.
Okay.
But basically, imagine doing bongo songs.
Bongo,
because I think a bongo, I feel that that connection between me and bongo is somehow.
It's natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, bongo, you do it in Swahili or in mother tongue?
No, I do it in Swahili.
Swahili?
Yeah, but I've got songs which I've done in my local language.
In your native language, okay.
Yeah.
So the ones in your native language will still be bongo?
Yeah, they're still in bongo.
Yes.
And there is a song that I was launching yesterday. It goes by the name Naye Baba.
Naye Baba.
Naye Baba, it means
yes.
You my baby.
Okay.
Yes.
For confirm whether that is indeed what it means.
True. Naye Baba.
Yes.
Naye Baba. For a minute there, I even thought, you know, Baba is like a grandma.
Okay.
In Kisi. But also it can mean baby girl.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, it's a nice song actually. I've listened to it. For those who understand Kisi, it's a very nice song.
Yeah.
Smart Killer.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about, you know, going nationwide? Like your target audience. You know, for people like me, I'm Kisi. So I vibe with the songs with fire sand. So for example, my friend here, Tunzi, doesn't even know even one word.
Okay.
One Kisi word.
Yeah.
How can you help?
I think by that, I balance how I do my music, you know. First of all, when I've done a native song, then I go do a Swahili or an English song.
Yeah.
So that I can balance my audience. You know, I've got a lot of audience which they are not only Kisis but also outside Kisi.
Yes.
So that's how I manage, you know, doing that here and there.
Uh-huh.
I come on with that. Swahili, Kisi, and English, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I balance.
Okay, I hear you. So what inspired this song?
I think something that inspired me writing that Naye Baba is the society.
Okay.
The society, how you face the society, you know, from the another perspective, you know, like that song is about love.
Uh-huh.
You know, let me tell you something which is among Kisis. You know, Kisis, we have something that is unique, which is called love.
Okay.
And you know, you have to do
why would you say it's among Kisses only? Everybody is full of love, but
you know, when you look at the way Kisses do their own things, it indicates love.
For example, what? Talking a lot.
Talking a lot.
How's that? Anyway, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so this love thing, so I had to give it another test. Naye Baba, Naye Nina, Naye Baby, Naye City. Yeah, something like that.
Very nice.
How long have you been an artist?
I think this is I think it's 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. I think I started at an age. I'm 23 years old.
Yeah.
So I studied it when I was 13 years there, around there.
Yeah.
What were you singing then?
I was singing cover songs. that time when Diamond was having those my sweetie number one, my baby or my number one. So, and I was like, what a guy. So I could perform those songs at a very higher rate and with that energy, you know. And then my fellow guys, those who are watching me, they were like, guy, this guy, I've got that talent, you know.
Okay.
You can do better than this. So go down, start writing your own songs and then try to do that shit, that thing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then it came a time whereby I wrote my first song. It goes by the name Joe Tumalize.
Mm-hmm.
Then after doing that song, at least it made me it gave me an audience, you know, back there at Badwe village there. It gave me an audience which at least helped me grow musically, you know.
Yes.
But music, you know, I started from a village, you know, I'm a guy who grown up from a village.
Yeah.
So that song at least made me somebody who has grown to be this person you see now.
Okay, so yeah. What's your process of creating music?
I think my process of creating music is, I just, you know, when you want to make a good song,
yes,
it starts from meditation.
So you meditate first?
I meditate first.
And then you...
Ngoja kwanza. You can meditate. Nile na fikiria mani.
Zizi. Just normal meditation. Normal. Like physical. Like that's normal meditation. Not that...
Dengwai.
Not the Ngwai meditation.
You do yoga, like yoga that you just sit down in a quiet place.
Yeah.
Just let your mind flow.
Flow.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Very inspirational.
Yeah.
So after meditation, what do you do?
After meditation, I just internalize what I've meditated.
Yeah.
Then after that, I catch my phone.
Yes.
I open my notepad.
Yes.
And I start now getting that rhythm. Eh?
Yeah.
Na 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 na. You know, that's a song that after here I'm going to write, because okay. I already have meditated it.
Okay. I get you.
Yeah.
So you've meditated, you've written.
Then I go now to my producer.
Do you have a specific producer or you source for one depending on your needs?
I think for now I'm working with a specific producer.
Okay.
But I'm versatile with producers.
Have you worked with others other than your preferred one?
Yeah, a lot of them.
How was the experience?
The experience was was fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you found, okay, your resident producer, what makes them tick? What makes them a preference compared to others?
I think it's how we vibe.
How you vibe, okay.
How I vibe with that guy, you know, it's on a height, it's on another level.
All right.
Yeah.
So the bond is what keeps you there?
The bond is what keeps me there.
Do they challenge you to try new things?
Exactly. No, that's the thing, bro. You know, it's like, smartly you've done shit.
I'm also tempted to say you're stuck with your producer because you haven't like blown, like if you like get money, like a lot of money, I guess you'll produce. Definitely.
You know, something that I've
tell not, me I'm lying.
I think you might be, but it's true.
Yeah. Money changes its priority.
Yeah, it's true. You know, bro, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
When priorities become too much,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go for other things.
Sure.
You know, God cannot open ways for you and then you just be relaxed and then God will be like, this guy, and then you just there. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
He's not making some efforts to go to higher places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got me. That's the thing that... not that artist are anyone help of a producer.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of growth, you know. Everything has growth and development.
Sure.
You cannot expect me, I was recording with 200, so I grew up, I also record with 100. You know, that's not
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go to your favorite producer.
Yeah.
What next? We're still trying to understand your creative process.
Then after doing with my producer, like my producer is like doing some shit, huh?
Yes.
Some some beat makings.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, play this melody.
What starts? You come with a melody and the tune.
Exactly.
Or rather the producer does his beat first. What starts?
Yeah. Like I start with the melody.
Yes.
Then I come out with the producer is like, bam, bam, bam. Like something, huh?
Yes.
I think you got me, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
So essentially,
yeah.
It's called. You give the producer your melody and then they develop the beat, rather.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. Uh-huh. So the beat is made. You started the tune. The producer will give you the first draft. I don't know how you call it musically, but I believe they would make a beat and allow you to sample it, and probably in the booth you try sync your melody to the beat.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens if you don't like it? They change. They create a new one.
If I don't like it, like I have a very stubborn producer.
Okay.
He's like, no.
Yeah.
Smart lasers do this thing this way, that way.
Uh-huh.
And we are like trying to fight with each other. No, like, you know, but I like it because it's kind of growth. Eh?
Yes.
And I really love that.
So he really understands how you prefer things.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and that's why I really do work with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
In roughly, what has been your rate of producing music now that you've entered the studio process? How often do you produce music? Well, let's say over the past 1 year, how many songs have you done?
I've done over 50 songs.
Where are they?
I think a few of them
yes.
are on social media, but a lot of them are in my phone.
Why are they still in your phone?
Because
unproduced files.
you know, let me tell you. You have to produce songs, release them. You producing songs, you can produce even 1,000 songs within a day or within a week. But no, releasing is it's what matters. Like you cannot release anything. Like you cannot release like the way you think, eh?
Yeah.
Because this is market, eh? And you cannot sell anything you want.
Uh-huh.
You have to look at what the market wants.
Yeah.
Then give the market what it needs. Then at least you can get something bigger.
Yeah.
But if you give the market what they don't like, then I'm sorry to disappoint some artists.
Yeah, let's talk about yesterday.
Yes,
I'm hearing you had a very big event, Pali. Turnout was great. Yeah. How did that make you feel? Was that like a milestone for you?
I think, bro, indeed it's a milestone. Like, honestly, when I try to look at my music journey, making that show was something. It was a change in my life, and a change in some people's lives. You know, there are artists that I'm mentoring now. Yeah. You know, after that show, it gave me a certain picture that even some artists are like, hey, then what is this that Smart Killer does? Eh?
What does he do?
Yeah, what does this guy do? Why does he achieve these things? Eh? And like, it's kind of risk taking, you know. Nothing comes on a silver platter, you know, bro. You have to struggle here and there. Gonna do some shit here, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then come up with something legit.
Kabisa.
Yeah.
Kabisa.
Yeah.
Kwa nimekuanga na swali lingine, ambaye imekuwa kinisumbua sana. Najua muziki kuna advantages nyingi sana, si ndio?
Yeah, it's true.
But one question that has been troubling me very much.
Yes.
The mushories. Can you bring the mushories?
Yeah, you know, let me tell you about the mushories is like, you know, like, bro, ladies are
distraction.
It's true, bro. Let me tell you something. Ladies are a very big distraction to our music. And ladies are like,
but your music is all about ladies, one. At least most of it. No.
Let me tell you. Okay, it's true, but
Nayo baba.
Hiyo swali nimeipea tu. Hiyo swali that's
wewe ni mjanja. Wewe ni mjanja hiyo swali.
Mimi ni mjanja lakini wewe pia ni mjanja zaidi.
So I know with all that fame that you like amassing right now.
Yes.
Yeah, kuna dem manzana akiniambia, "Oh my god.
Yes,
Matilda.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, how do you deal with that? You know, I'm sure you get like a lot of, you know,
yeah,
inboxes like, "Hey, Matilda, like, how do you know the real ones and how do you know the fake ones?"
Like, now that is where my girlfriend comes in.
Oh, yeah, you have one.
Yeah, I have one. That's where, you know, let me tell you something. When a shorty texts you, I'm inboxes you. If you come huko na demu yako, you'll be tempted. But kama uko na yeye hapo, like, unaweza lenga hata. Pia ile psyche ya kwanza ku text nayo inaweza
pungua.
Okay. So you actively engage your girlfriend on your musical career?
Ama she's your manager. You know there's Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Like I had with LeBron head nini.
The girlfriend was the manager.
Yeah.
So hapo mkikosana manze, yanaweza choma muziki yako.
My girlfriend can never be my manager.
Yeah.
Bro, even if you look at me like this, I don't associate with the love with my music. You know, music is what is going to feed my family, going to feed my brother, like feeding people in the society. So when I try to engage it with love, with ladies, shorties, you know, here and there, then I'm losing it, bro. I have to do something that is focused. Eh? Yeah. When love, in fact, when I was throwing vibes to my girl, I never told her, hey, hi, I'm Emmanuel. And you? Oh fuck, you're a smart killer. I'm like, oh, you know me? Oh wow. Like I don't want even my girl to know that even I do even sing, because when I'm with her, I rarely sing.
You don't sing for your girlfriend?
No.
Like when you wake up in the morning, you're like, hey, I think I'm putting a bass up. Yeah,
no, like I'm different. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm somehow different because I don't know. Because I'm like, why God? I think I'm different. When I'm with my girl, what we can do is just watch movie, cook, and it's done. But sitting in Cooper Vas, that was past.
Umesahau mechi ya Mungu. Anyway, yeah, another question, Tuzi.
Yeah. Actually, I think ideally we needed to understand your creative process, because I think that is the most unique thing about artists.
Yes.
No two artists create music the same way.
Yes.
Each artist has a way they do it. You hear some will just write straight off their mind.
Yes.
Like, if the inspiration hits them from wherever they are, they just walk into a studio and have them music recorded.
Yes.
So for you, you said you have to actually meditate.
Yeah.
Go down to the process of writing and probably finding a rhyme scheme to it.
Yeah.
Then reaching out to the producer with a sample tune or melody.
Yeah.
And then create the beat.
Yeah.
Record.
Yeah.
Have it mastered. And then eventually you come to a place that you have a produced audio.
Yeah.
Have you tried videos on your songs?
Videos?
Yes.
I've done a lot of videos.
Okay. How do you market them?
I market them through my social media handles.
Okay.
And then through some promoters, marketers, DJs.
Oh, okay.
TVs,
okay.
TV airplane mode DJ. Those, I think you got me.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I've used a word that is very old. Promoters. Do we still have promoters of music nowadays?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
Because who is Willis Raburu in Kenya?
He's just an influencer.
Influencer?
Yes.
I think to us, to you is an influencer. To us, he's a promoter.
He's a promoter. Okay.
We take him. Oh, yeah, we're there. Now, yeah. You know, Willis Raburu, to a normal person, he's just an influencer.
Yes,
a normal
he's just person. An influencer.
But to an artist,
yes,
he's a promoter.
He's a promoter.
He's a promoter.
Okay.
I think you got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because to me, if you ask me, Raburu is just an influencer. He'll just come there and tell me this and this betting company. He'll come and tell me this and this artist. So essentially what he's doing is just influencing me to consume products by particular people or companies.
Yeah.
So for him, I just see him as a as an influencer.
Yeah.
So for you, maybe from a business perspective, you may look at him different, but to me, he's just but that. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're happy you've understood your creative process. You've said you market your videos via promoters, social media. What are your social media handles?
My social media was a smart killer.
Smart killer.
Just smart. Then yeah. Killer is K-I-L-L-A.
K-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. Now, I think we're... What is the one interesting thing about you? Tell us one thing that you think that is extremely interesting about you as we close the show.
Yeah. So, that's a good question. It's yes. Like... I'm one of the most humble artists you can ever meet.
Okay.
And I'm one of the most versatile. Yeah. And lastly, I don't do an alcoholic.
You're a teetotaler.
Yeah.
How about any other drugs?
I only take ugali.
Ugali only. Ata mchele umekata.
In fact, I don't even take rice.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. That's extremely interesting considering.
I only take ugali with scuba weight.
Okay, we hear you. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for turning up.
Yeah.
I believe that has been our time. Thank you for listening, people.
Thank
See you in the next one.
Thank
Bye.
You.